A bit of history. Most of Europe was under the sway of the mighty Emperor Charlemagne in the 8th century. Legend has it that when threatened by an invasion, he invited the ambassadors of his enemy to a banquet. When the meal was finished, the ambassadors watched as the emperor took a tablecloth and threw it onto the fire. Several hours later, he removed it from the embers. It was clean, completely undamaged. Convinced that Charlemagne was a magician, the ambassadors called off their plans for war. Charlemagne's magic tablecloth? Made from asbestos. A unique material composed of long, slender crystals that form thread-like fibers that can be woven into cloth. Ancient people regarded asbestos as sinister because it resisted fire. And you know, their instincts were right, although for a different reason. Today we know that asbestos fibers, if inhaled or ingested, can cause a wide range of crippling and fatal diseases. But the mineral is still very valuable for use in industry. Mixed with cement, it's used to make pipes. It's used to construct ductworks and to provide fireproof coatings. But asbestos is no longer used as it was once in ancient China. The Chinese made the arms of their clothing out of asbestos, because they could clean the arms of their clothing just by putting them into a fire. The fiery history of asbestos. Talking of many things, I'm Ed Hasnarl.